on till it needs red paint. Then I'm amazed in a forest of stairs, crying Lord, and picking horsetail feathers from my high eyes. I am a forger of a fake who dabs and bursts each blood-filled egg and whips this raw steak of a brush into an egg. Find a place to sit with all this red on my hands, or even Tracy slapdash tears back to the start. Oh, ha, oh, ooh, ah, ooh.
Cheryl. Where's
Cheryl?
Where are you? Why do I hear an echo?
Excuse me?
I hear an echo.
Why?
I hear an echo.
I don't know. Do you hear the echo?
Why? No.
I hear an echo.
Papa, can you hear me?
Ugh, again with this.
Cool.
I gotta hang you up and call you back because I don't like this echo. One moment. I still hear the echo. Why do I? Oh, because I probably am listening to the stream in my ear. Yes, I'm listening. I just did what I complained about Lady Raptastic doing the other day. Sorry about that, audience of two. All right, let's see. What was I just doing? Oh, being senile. Let's see, Cheryl. Prolapse. I have to remember to do this lips experiment with my iPod Touch video. Prayer aisle. Prayer aisle. Prayer aisle.
Hello?
Prayer aisle.
Did you try to call me on your iPod Touch video?
No.
No point.
No, that's special device that Steve Jobs gave me. Yeah, it's fine. It was my own fault. I did the same thing that Lady Raptastic did last week.
Wait, I mean, you are pretty black, considering that you went through.
I listened to that recording many times, and I did not say coon. It was a setup. I did not say coon. It's ridiculous.
Right.
I got an ice cream whore. Look, can you see
it? I thought you unplugged your freezer.
Yeah, I bought it at the fucking store, you moron.
Oh, so... Well, mm-hmm. Looky there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure. How are you doing, Nate, again?
I'm very angry. I was at this horrible event by accident. It sucked ass.
How does that happen by accident, please?
Because I went to meet Chris, you know, the one with the bunny, for dinner. And,
yep.
At this place called Jitlada, and then I see there's this fucking soundstage in front of it, and it's a fucking gay pride something, sober nights or some bullshit, or market shit, some crap. And there's all these people.
Were all those people sobers?
They weren't sober. I don't know why I said that. They were just douchebags.
Right, right.
Anyway, it was torture, and then we had to listen to Martha Walsh sing It's Raining Men. And it was this
drag queen
that refused to tuck, and oh, it was horrible. She just was wearing these. Ugh, I can't even talk about it. It's too upsetting.
You're talking about one turd again.
Uh-uh. Now, this was a drag queen whose face looked like it was chasing Mack trucks. And she's like,
oh, God.
I could be up here with an attitude and making y'all getting upset that y'all not singing with me, but I'm just going to be happy. Like, no, you're not, bitch. You don't tuck. Your face looks like a gorilla, and you suck.
You seen your penis?
You could see it sticking out. She wasn't tucking.
Well, maybe she wants to show off her large dick.
Ugh.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I show off my large dick all the time.
Your large dick?
Yes, my clitoris is like a dick. You know that. Come on. Don't act like you don't know my body.
Are you like Chasturday Bono?
Oh, no. I ain't no tranny.
Agatha called me like 4 times today. She's desperate.
Why?
I don't know. She's obsessed.
Maybe we can get her on that ground obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me. What kind of ice cream we eating?
Ginger. It's weird. It's a ginger. It's very natural. It's Häagen-Dazs ginger. It's got 5 ingredients. Maize.
And how much fat it has?
Zero glut. Fuck you. Are you my fucking dietitian?
Look on it.
No. Mm-mm. I'm not. It says 0 grams. It's delicious. You know what? Fuck you. Yeah. How about that? That shut you up, didn't it? Fuck you, Cheryl. God, this cannot be a long show. I'm very tired. I hate gay pride. You know, I looked it up in the dictionary. Do you know what the antonym of pride is?
What?
Humility. Humility. So
what are you trying to say about one turd?
I wasn't talking about one turd. I was talking about in general.
Oh, she said something about pride.
Mm-hmm. She's all chock full of pride and something like that.
What's going on?
Well, she has a lot to be proud of. She wrecks her legs.
Hello?
Listen, why did you call me 73 times? You're on that program now, by the way.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Cunt got your tongue, Agatha? Hello?
12 grams of fat, Madge.
What happened? She said hello, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She ran out of track minutes. Now, honey.
Mm-mm.
How many servings are in that container?
Shut up!
It has 3.5, 12 grams of fat per serving, 74 milligrams cholesterol, 230 calories.
May I enjoy my ice cream?
My secret research assistant found that after me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need any research assistants and
the
shit.
The point is this. Agatha's track phone ran out of minutes. She needs to go find her sugar daddy to render services, spread AIDS, and get a refill on her phone. Uh-oh.
Hello.
Agatha.
What? You're actually doing your gig?
We're doing it now, yeah. What do you want?
I saw where you did one this morning, and I thought I'm not going to be able to hear Cheryl's angelic voice tonight.
You're an idiot. Okay, that what you heard, this what I posted this morning was part of the same show from last week. It's just that it lasted 3 hours, so I posted it in 2 different parts.
My pearl necklace is huge, and I'm woo-woo.
Now, Agatha told me she's not going to be racist anymore, but she is going to continue
not,
to be a pedophile.
She's still going
to
be a pedophile. Mm-hmm.
All right, 2 things have happened to me in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
One, I've listened to the show a few times, and Cheryl, you're growing on me.
What do you do?
You're growing on me.
Really?
Yes,
like all the diseases.
You're an acquired taste, and I'm starting to get you, girl.
Okay.
And I know, handicapped as you are with that partial lung, I know that I need to be, you know, I need to be patient. And hearing you, you can't really talk right because you don't have the air in your breast, girl.
That's right.
So, yeah, I need to cut you some slack. And also, as much as I have my bold endeavors and I do really bold, crazy things, I still am sensitive. And when I went to the comments and these people are saying over and over, Hagatha is done, I don't understand what that means. Anyway, they're saying I should be institutionalized and that I'm disrespectful. And I look back and I thought, I'm not going to use racial terms anymore.
Yeah.
Racial terms, yes.
Mm-hmm. It turns people off.
Maybe you should go and visit the Cocoa Dorm and get some more information about racial terms.
Well, you know, we can have a focus group.
Mm-hmm.
A focus group?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who were these people?
Blacks.
Oh, blacks?
Mm-hmm.
You mean African Americans?
Yes.
I don't know what the mode of the day is. All I know is that Bruno is really pissing him off in his new movie.
I thought he was pissing the gays off.
No. Didn't you see any of the... He was on... Bruno was on Conan last night.
Yeah, what happened?
And so anyway, what are you girls talking about tonight?
No, what happened with Bruno on Conan?
Well, he showed a trailer that I'd seen that they'd been showing on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out, and it's like a real talk show, some, you know, B-rated talk show, you know, on the West Coast, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's a lot of black people in the audience. It's kind of like Jenny Jones, about that caliber. And anyway, he brings out this black baby, and it's wearing a bib that says G-A-Y-B-Y, Gaby.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, how did you get it? And he goes, I swapped it for an iPod. And they're all furious. And then he goes, I gave it a traditional African name, O.J. And these women, these big black women, are... Really, really pissed.
He said he stopped at the country of Africa. And she said, it's a continent. No, you didn't. No boo.
Yeah, he called
no
it a
boo.
Country. Now, Carol,
no
what was he saying when he called
Who
them
cares?
Africans?
It's all in the trailer. This ain't nothing new, Nate. This ain't nothing new.
Yeah, it's a shockumentary.
I didn't hear about it.
Jealous. That, well, he's cornered that. He owns that whole shockumentary thing. You know, he owns that. No, now, if we do it, if we do
it. Back to the comments. Now, your understanding is that people's only criticism of you is your racism. Is that correct?
Well, that's, I'm not gonna say, you know, I'm not going to go down the list, or I'll, you know, it'll piss people off all over.
Hagatha, just to be, we're not going to be racist, but just for the sake of being an academic, what specifically, what words are you not going to say anymore?
Well, I'm not going to say nigger, gigaboo, jungle bunny, coon, spick, wop, chink, raghead, sand nigger, wetback, you know, all those terms. I want to explain to
Emmy.
Sure, but tar baby's fine. You're such a hypocrite.
But, Madge, let me explain something to you. Hagatha comes from a small town, 300 miles south.
Yeah.
Hagatha, yeah, me, moi, comes from a small town. 13,000 people. Marion, Illinois. It's right by where they have the big prison.
Okay.
Now, I grew up on, you know, the cobblestone street with the big houses set back on the hill. And
molested children in the bathtub.
Yeah, that's old. Uh-huh. Anyway, my point is, behind the row of houses, there was like a field. And then there was the sewer. And that's where they made all the black people in my town live. And you never, ever, ever saw black people outside of, I'm telling you, what everyone called it. They called it Nigger Town. Even little old ladies in church would be like, oh, you know, Sheila, she lives about a mile or two past Niggertown, you know. And that's just what I grew up with. And when I came up here to Chicago, I found out real quick not to use the N-word, because one time I was at a bookstore, of course, and there was this big black queen, big fat black queen, was cock-blocking me left and right. And so I walked up to her and I said, you nigger. And she hauled off and slapped the living shit out of me 3 or 4 times in succession. And I ran away, you know, I ran out. So I learned. But bear in mind, people from the South, it's just ingrained.
But so it's not you saying the N-word, it's the South.
Well, it's...
No, I agree with you.
I'm not going to do it anymore. Old habits die hard.
I'll tell you, though, I think you're right, though, because this person, Jamie, is also from the South, and he constantly says the N-word. And he makes fun of biscuits and chicken things like that.
Now, yes, there's that. And also, the fact that you're afraid of, this is what the potions, four foxes, and they want to know that you don't say N-word Ferguson because you fear physical pain, not because you're a nice person. You're just afraid of the black people beating you up, basically. The crowd.
Well, I'll give you another example. I'll even go one further talking about...
Click on that link, Madge. Click on this link.
No, I'm not playing... This is not a minstrel show. I'm not playing some racist shit.
It's not a minstrel show.
Mm-hmm.
What you talking about? It's a clip.
Madge, let me say one last thing about in my town. Mm-hmm. There's actually a street there and a street sign called Coon. C-O-O-N. Coon Street. The white people in my hometown probably thought it would be funny. And to this day, Coon Street runs right down the middle of what's technically called Gents Edition. But that's how bad
called
they
what?
Were down
Yenta?
There. No, Coon Street. C-O-O-N.
No, but runs through what did you say?
It's called Gents Edition. It's technically the name for it. But no, Cheryl, I'm not afraid of black people. I used to ride up into Cabrini Green to buy my marijuana. I'm not afraid of blacks anymore.
But you reward him with something. What do you reward him with? Fried chicken.
That's hilarious, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. But you know, one thing about blacks, have you ever seen him eat chicken?
I thought you were going to stop being racist.
This is not being racist. You know, it's one thing. Racism is when you are afraid to look at the differences, the real differences, things that happen more often than not that aren't a coincidence, that happen a lot.
No, you're talking about political correctness. That's not the same thing as racism.
Okay. Black people will take a chicken leg and they will suck the cartilage, everything down.
My mother does that too, and we're Jewish and we're not black.
So you're Jewish, but Sarah Silverman, my idol, says there's a lot of similarities between the Jews and the blacks. Have you heard her talk about that?
No, but I think it's true. We're both male, female-dominated, obese women who act like lesbians, wimpy men.
I give him Marion ribs with barbecue sauce and much fried chicken as he can eat. He tries to the kitchen all the time, but I don't care.
Enough. Enough. I don't want to talk about blacks and races and all this.
I have to tell you this, though. It'll take 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
It'll take 2 seconds for that. Sure.
2 seconds. Sarah Silverman says the similarities are Jews and blacks both like tracksuits. They both love their grandchildren, and all their friends are dying. That's what she said. You know, young black men and Jews.
Why are you talking about the AIDS? Don't bring up the AIDS.
She has nothing on Jerry Blank.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. You need to eat.
They call it the bug. Mm-hmm. They call it the bug.
I hate gay pride. Hagatha, do you know what the opposite of pride is in the dictionary?
What?
Humility.
Well, they're talking about self-pride.
It's talking about douchey pride, like let's embarrass ourselves and suck children's penises so that we can not have any more rights.
Did you
like the album art on the last show? Because I actually went to one of the restrooms and I took a picture of the old eye hole. Did you notice that?
No.
When you went to the website, you saw the artwork with you and me and Cheryl, right? The picture, the square picture where it says Yeast Radio and the show number.
Got the picture of your eyes.
Yeah, I saw that. I wondered what that was.
That's one of the old eye holes. You should recognize that. That's from the bathroom over by the soccer field near Montrose.
You know what's funny about those eye holes?
Old eye holes.
Any old eye hole. Listen.
What?
What's funny about it? It's right below the eye hole. It's a big greasy spot where all these queens mash their nose up against the wood to get a good view. That's nasty.
You know what happened to me this week, Hagatha?
What?
Oh, yes. Someone was really rude to you.
People are so rude. I went to my yoga class at the gym, and I wanted to take a nice steam bath, and somebody masturbated my vagina.
Inside your vagina?
My lips. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, girl, you finally got some nut in your butt. Thank God. I wondered when you were going to pop out of your shell, Mary.
Wait a minute, man.
It wasn't in my butt, you idiot. There ain't nothing in my butt.
You didn't get no nut in your... Nobody fit a nut in your butt?
No, definitely not.
No.
I like to blow cum bubbles. I like to blow cum bubbles out my ass after somebody shoots in my hole. Yeah, and then when they float around the room, I pop them with my tongue.
You mean you like to fart?
She likes to cum fork.
You know, I'm tired because I've been in this place where there's a lot of porno actors that stay there for this past week. And the toilets are all like shit everywhere. They're like constantly douching.
Why? I want video names.
I'm not going to video this duty. It's rude.
Why?
Because it's disgusting. I sent you the picture of my dog, the video of my dog shitting. Wasn't that enough for you?
No, it's not good enough. I want more flavor.
Mm-hmm. You want what?
More flavor names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Now I eat. Can you see Trotsky licking my lips?
No.
Oh, don't make me...
Matt, what's your fixation with Ann Cheryl?
On poopy?
What's your fixation?
I like the consistency and the smell, especially when it's filling my panty, and someone's coming on my face and they shit by accident and it lands all over in my eye socket and I like dog poop. I like to see when it comes out and expands going to... Especially,
you know what, Cheryl, what? I thought about you this week. There was a commercial on TV, and it was for, if you have Medicare, you can get all these incontinent supplies sent to your house, to your front door free.
Ooh, did you get
some?
Would you let me finish?
No.
They say, call one of our incontinent. Stop, let me finish.
Call one of our what?
Call one of our incontinence consultants today.
Do you have the phone number?
No, I don't, but I thought of Cheryl.
Next time, get it, and Cheryl will call on the show.
That will be hilarious.
Because she's fecal incontinent as well.
Now, that means you can't hold your shit in, right?
I believe so. Tagatha, do you
manage me?
We could make some phone calls if you know some numbers to call. Do you know anybody we should call? For Cheryl to call?
Was it active style incontinence?
penis and vagina.
Medicaid and regulation.
Oh, I was just at that Pride Fest. What a fucking nightmare. I was trapped.
Why?
I was trapped in a Martha Walsh concert by accident. It's horrible.
Why?
Horrible.
Martha Walsh?
Yes. She was singing as Raining Men.
Oh, Martha Washington.
Oh, is that her name? Oh, that makes sense. Because I was like, why is it saying Martha Wash? I thought, it's Walsh. Martha Washington. She was the first lady of the president of the house, of the world.
Weather Girls. I thought the Weather Girls.
It is the Weather Girls. Is what? That's Martha Washington?
I thought that was the name.
That's Mrs. George Washington, isn't it?
There's more than one Martha Washington. I don't know. I'm confused. It doesn't matter.
Well, she dressed like she went shopping at the Black Lady store under the L. You know what I mean? She was wearing horrible clothes.
Now, Madge.
Is it really Martha Wash? Martha Wash?
Did you slip on a banana peel and suddenly, whoosh, it's Pride? That's what Jamie used to want to know.
I don't get it.
It was an accident that you went to Pride. You slipped on a banana and
No. The getting eaten, getting masturbated my vagina was an accident.
That was not an accident.
Oh, that was rudeness.
It was someone being rude to you. That's Pride was an accident, like your birth.
Mm-hmm. No, my birth was not an accident. Why are you putting me on the defensive?
Because she's not attacking me this week. She's being nice.
No. Jamie has, you've used up your credits of you getting to be mean to me because now you have to give me more money and then you get to be more verbally abusive.
Okay.
You can use the N-word again on my show. But I believe you've used up all your N-word credits, J-Maids.
So, Cheryl, do you use a butt plug? Cheryl, do you use a butt plug?
Well, I don't know if it's called a butt plug. It's more of champagne bottle.
Or don't you use a mannequin head, you know, the kind you leave your wig on in the corner?
Oh, no, that's too smooth. It's too smooth.
This dog is licking me. Can you see, audience?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Madge, is your house reverted back to a pigsty?
No, it's clean.
Madge, do you need Jamie to pay for your next month's iPod Touch video phone bill?
That would be nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be
That's why you need her money.
Yeah.
It's weird when you're on welfare. It's weird. Now, Madge, you get the Miss Honey album yet?
Not yet. It's coming. It's going to take a while, I think.
Right.
But I'm very grateful to the person that bought it for us. What's her name?
I don't remember. I don't know her now.
Man,
really?
Yes.
A butt plug. The other word, butt plug, honey.
What happened?
I don't use a butt plug. Straight people think that us all gay people have to wear butt plugs, that we can't
hold
our
just have the Man Rammer 3000. It's the size of two forearms put together, and you've got that jammed up your ass at all times.
Do you use a chrome egg? Do you ever use a chrome egg?
No.
But you know what it is.
A chrome egg?
Yeah.
No, why, has it got a pull start or something? Is it what? Is it nuclear-powered? What's up?
No. Our mutual friend, Christopher, and don't say his last name, was telling me that he was wearing one. And it's sort of like...
Oh, I'm not surprised.
It's like a silver... It's like a chrome chrome egg, but it has some sort of like a ball in it, like those ching-chong balls, you know? You know what I mean? The Zen...
Yeah.
And it makes like this warble in your vagina. Or
is this like those Tibetan bells
that make
music?
It's a single egg and it goes in your hool. And supposedly you walk around and it jingle jangles or something.
Oh, I have three of those in right now. And earlier today, while I was jump roping, I was pumping and jumping. And I could hear them clanging into each other, and one of them broke open, and inside of it, I think it's made from China, it had lead in it, and that melamine, and I had a little reaction, and I had to go to the hospital.
That's great.
I'm okay now.
Where's Schrock Bella Mortenstein? Is she around?
just probably at that, there's this, all of the really bad gay podcasters are doing, kind of an all-weekend podcast thing, and there's the one named, Arch Turd, and she's real nice, but, you know, her program is a mess, but anyways, so I think that she's doing a Grum right now, and EBC was in the chat room over there earlier this evening, and I'm sure that Shrok Bellin Mortenstein is also there. Very important.
Whatever. I mean, having the AVC away is a breath of fresh air. But Shrok Bellin Mortenstein should know better.
She's busy. She's cooking and frying things up. You know, she's pulling her weight, literally.
Pear fat, eh?
Oh, did you see her play?
No, I went, but it must have been the wrong time.
Oh.
Yeah, I went. I stood in line. I had to wait. And I waited and I waited, but I couldn't get in. It was sold out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's sold out. I mean, it's a popular venue.
It is. And
it's an amazing playwright.
I am going to try to go again with this person, Butterfly McQueen.
No, it's Trotsky trying to...
Butterfly McQueen? She was in Gone with the Wind. Man,
yes, she's an older lady.
Okay.
What?
I got a quick question for you, and before I sign off the show, I've got enough minutes tonight to be on board.
Goody.
I have an anecdote about where I tricked someone into eating shit.
Okay, so, that'll do.
Yeah, I got that one. Actually, I got two times I tricked someone into eating shit. But
okay.
My first, when I go, I know you don't care about the number of people that listen in. No, listen.
Oh, no, I don't.
But there were only 18 comments. If there are all these thousands of people listening in, how come they're not leaving more comments?
I don't know.
Because nobody cares. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe you should get over it. You're being very Reagan Fox about it.
Yeah, you're being kind of
very
obsessive.
Very ABC.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to be expecting from her crazy-ass multiple personalities.
Mm-hmm. So is this a Michael Jackson free show tonight? Is this a Michael Jackson free show? Are we going to put it
on? Prolapse, my kidney is spilling out in my prolapse, whoop whoop. I'm very sad that a pedophile died, but managed to have a point that we still have you, Hagerberg. We still have you. And also, what? I agree with Stinky LaRue. I think that Trotsky just peed behind you on the bed.
On the bed? No.
Yes. Well, it looked like his dick was out and he was peeing.
Ugh.
He's peeing for Hagerberg.
Mm-hmm.
Hagerberg.
Hagerberg. Mm-hmm. Hagerberg. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Miss Honey, don't you hear me cooling you, Miss Honey? Don't you hear me cooling you, Miss Honey?
Cheryl, what color is your hair? I imagined you as a dirty blonde.
What color is my hair?
Blonde. Yeah, your real hair.
Well,
do you even have hair?
Well, it's brown, but I get patches of blonde, gray, and red. It's crazy.
And syphilis bald.
I went to Warhol.com and I wanted to just see what you look like.
Not .com,
like,
Mary.
Warhol.org.
God damn it. First of all, Matt, you said that Miss Agatha didn't have a computer.
She's true.
I go to the internet cafe.
Oh, you went to the library? Homeless people always go to the library. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm anything but homeless.
Now, listen. You went to whore.com. That ain't my website. It's whore.
I went to whore.org.
Org.
Oh, I did, .org. I did
No,
that.
You didn't. You said .com.
A picture of a real leathery, it looked like a leathery lady, like a sculpture came up.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, yeah.
With poopy coming out?
Was there poop coming out of the cunning at the top of the page?
I don't recollect that.
How can you not recollect
that? How old did she look?
24.
I didn't see a picture of you, Cheryl. I just saw that picture of that leathery statue lady.
That's her. That's Cheryl.
Ew! Oh, my God, no. Cheryl, no.
You have a Facebook account, honey. There's lots of nice photos of me on my Facebook.
She goes to the tanning bed.
Oh, okay.
I worship the sun, much like I worship my daycare center. Do you have a job at a daycare center? You'd be great there.
I would.
Yes, lots of experience, lots of experience. Now, excuse me, it's now the, what was that? Oh, I got an email. Oh, that's a very exciting story. Now, honey, Madge, what are you doing tomorrow? Because I don't want what happened today to happen to you again, i.e. getting, you know, surprised by Freud. I don't want that to happen to you again. What are you doing to prevent that from happening, honey?
Well, I'm going to go to yoga, and then I'm going to go to a movie in Evanston.
Okay.
And then I'm going to play with my vagina.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to the Coco Goo Room?
No, will you stop about that?
I'm sorry, not really.
Uh-huh.
Now, okay, well, that's good, and, are you sure you're going to be able to avoid the Pruitt? Because the Pruitt is everywhere in the dirt Congo. It's a mess. I hate it.
Me too.
A number of people asked me if I wanted to go to the Pruitt, and I said, really? You think I'd want to go to that mess, especially in dirt Congo? Right. I think maybe I'll go and hang out with the gay podcasters in Chicago. That would be real fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would.
You know what, Matt?
I'm
not going to the parade. But if I did, I would be marching. I would be marching behind the clean and sober people. And I've been trying to get everybody to go, you know, march, and here I'm not even going to go. I just
what are you going to march for? Do you want our rights taken away more than they already are?
NAMBLA.
Stay in the bathhouse, Nate.
He's going to march with NAMBLERD.
Mm-hmm. Are you a member of NAMBLER?
Mm-hmm. I'm not. North American, no, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a pedophile.
For? I had an incident happen when I was barely 12 years old.
Oh, somebody who knows you is saying hello to you, Barbacia Clemens.
Who, me?
No.
Cheryl.
She knows you, Hagatha.
Oh, I have no idea.
Barbacia Clemens.
Oh, two crazy people at once. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, man, do you want to hear that story about how I tricked somebody into eating shit?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll keep it short.
Mm.
Well, when I was in my early 30s,
Miss Honey, don't you hear me calling you, Miss? Go ahead.
Okay, when I was in my early 30s, I had an art gallery and it wasn't making any money, and I didn't want to get a regular job.
Thank you, Miss Honey. Go on.
Sure, I know I can count on you, but you cannot break Hagatha's train of thought.
Well, I already
did.
It's
long and steel like a rapier blade, and it cannot be broken. I didn't want to get a job, and my best friend...
You didn't want a job? It's honey. It's honey. Boop, 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 boop. Go on, go on.
Go on, we're listening.
So anyway, my best friend from my hometown had a boyfriend who was an escort. And his boyfriend got John to turn a couple tricks. And they're like, girl, you don't look that bad. You could do that. So I started running an ad in
Chicago.
Matt, I'm going to hang up if I keep getting interrupted like this.
Wow.
What is she doing?
She's just
dancing. I'm pleasuring my pussy. You want to hear me play with my layups? I can pull them so wide. Let me measure how full of pork I can pull them. Let me get my ruler out. Okay, I'm going to pull my... Okay, that's one layup. Ooh, I just tore off a little piece of flesh. Don't worry about it. It's perfectly normal. Let me get the last one. Ooh, ooh. Now this ruler, is not wide enough. I think that... Oh, I need a tape measure. Okay. Go on with your story, Nate.
What'd you call me?
Nate, as in honey with an H.
Man, is she saying AIDS?
She's saying NAIDS, N-A-I-D-S. There's an apostrophe before it. Apostrophe N-A-I-D-S.
It's and an the A-I-D-S is a little capitalized.
Okay. So anyway, I had this one client who was this short, ugly, bald, hairy,
Jewish,
stinky,
Jewish guy.
Mm-hmm.
This Jewish guy. And he became a regular client of mine.
Of course.
And what he enjoyed doing is he wanted to have me basically humiliate him and feed him junk food.
Mm-hmm.
So it always had to do with food and me humiliating him. Like, we would go out to a nice restaurant, and we would look at the menu, and I had... Are you done, Cheryl?
I'm just masturbating to your story.
Oh, okay, let's see. It gets better. And so anyway, I had to say things always to the waiter, never a woman. He wanted to be humiliated in front of a woman. And I said, do you want extra cream and extra butter? Because I'm trying to give him a heart attack. And I would feed him junk food, force him to eat junk food while I humiliated him. Mm. So anyway, how I tricked him to eating shit was he had marshmallows. So I got two marshmallows, and I said, I'll be right back. And I went in the bathroom, and I took a shit. And I got two of the big marshmallows, and I smashed them flat like pancakes. And I put a dollop of poop in the middle and crimped the edges so that it looked like a ravioli. Mm. So I went in and I said, and now I have a special treat for you to eat. Mm. And I put it in the
middle. You eat that thing, yes.
So what, he ate it?
Oh.
He bit into it.
Yeah.
And I could see the look on his face when this shit hit his taste buds. It just totally grossed out, but it kind of excited. And he goes, and then he just made this noise like an elephant or a horse or something. Yeah. And then he went, he ran to the bathroom because he had to puke. So that's my story, how I tricked somebody into
puke.
And we're obsessed with shit, Cheryl.
You both are.
We're obsessed with shit. And he's feeding it to his dates.
What's wrong with being obsessed with
poop? It's like a fluffer nutter. It's a fluffer shitter.
I love poop age. It's delicious.
I can't imagine how shit tastes.
It tastes quite like whale
stuffed derma.
collect them. It's quite, it's like peanut butter because it gets stuck to the roof of your mouth. It's real sticky, right? Right, Hank? Is there
what
a...
I imagine it would taste like.
You said
like...
that last week. No, I've not eaten a whole turd.
Yes.
But what I would imagine it tastes like is like chopped liver.
It consists like Braunschweiger. Like Braunschweiger.
Yeah.
Like what?
And then you mix in a little peanuts and corn.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What is Braunschweiger? Oh, that's regular liver wurst. Yeah, liver wurst.
Now, Agatha, would you be willing to eat a turd? Like a fuel turd.
What?
I couldn't eat a whole turd. I've pondered this many sleepless nights whether or not I would actually have.
Then you're a good person.
I am.
Well, because you wouldn't eat a whole turd.
You.
No, I don't think I could. Yeah. I don't think I could. I'd have to be really. I'd have to be fucked up or on poppers or something.
Even at a Motel 6.
No, what's
Rush.
Hmm.
Now, what I like to do is have somebody take a shit and then stand up, and then I lick their ass clean. That's as far as it goes. Mm. That's not
why is that different than eating poop?
Mm-hmm.
And it's eating poop, but it's more like, you know, like a little chocolate over the top of a sundae. It's not like a whole big turd.
But, you know, if I had the chance to eat a whole thing of fudge that I would normally put on a sundae, I would rather eat the whole thing of fudge than eat the ice cream. You know what I'd say? Now, why don't you want to eat the fudge?
Well, it's like this, girl. The reason I can't eat a whole turd, your body triggers your gag reflex, and you automatically throw up if you get too much shoved on your tongue. I've tried that. It's like your body knows, uh-oh, this is not good for the system, and all your, I mean, in that scene in where Divine eats that dog shit, you can see on her face that she's ready to hurl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, you know, your body just won't let you eat a whole
turd. Your body knows that it's wrong, but it's so right.
Cheryl, when you put those duty diapies on your face, does that make you want to gag? When you take, like, Oprah's diapy and she puts it on your face?
Well, the thing is that many years ago, I decided that I wanted to be able to fully pleasure myself by eating the whole thing out. And I also had this problem that Agatha is describing. And I had a surgical procedure to remove the gag reflex. And actually, after a bunch of practicing, the gag reflex only made me throw up a few chicken nuggets, not a lot of liquid. So, you know, it's practice makes perfect. So maybe Agatha AIDS, you need to learn to.
I wish you would stop with that.
More. What?
Anything that rhymes with AIDS.
Where does Agatha? Agatha does not come anywhere near sounding like AIDS.
Honey, you can add AIDS to anything and make it glorious.
Agatha AIDS. It's like Pig Latin. Hello, AIDS. Ow, AIDS. Our AIDS. You know AIDS.
Here, Mads. When AIDS first came out, a round of jokes went around, straight people would like to tell. They're so stupid. They said AIDS stands for anally injected death serum, and then gay stood for got AIDS yet? That's how stupid
straight
people are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Now, honey, back to this practice makes perfect. I think that maybe we need to do a series of videos of you practicing eating turds to get rid of your gag reflexes.
Would you be willing to do that? Hagathird
you
AIDS?
You could start out small with small turds and then gradually build up. Yeah.
What about little bunny turds?
That would be an amazing viral video.
What about bunny turds?
You'd
what kind
famous.
Of turds?
Bunny rabbit.
Are those little pellets?
Yeah. Would you eat some of them? On the television?
Probably not, no. If I ate shit, it would have to be from a hot guy.
That's fine. We can arrange this now. I think this is very important.
He has to be straight, did you say?
A cute straight guy.
What if he's not straight?
I don't know. It's hard for me if it's a straight guy. I don't know why.
She won't know if he's straight or not. Hello.
What about Wonder Wisdom? Can it be a tranny?
No. It's, no.
Even if she wrecks her legs?
A muscle Mary tranny.
Who wrecks her legs and eats chicken boobies.
So her poop will be lots of chicky boobies and some, maybe some rice. Nice consistency. Honey, we're going to work this out. Because the point is, I understand where you're coming from. You want a lot of comments, number one, and you want to be famous. And you have a lot of people look at you and listen to you. This is a great opportunity. You take out classified ads in lots of local newspapers. And that's a different thing. Now, you have a viral video and of you eating turds and whatnot, and thousands and millions of people will watch it and comment. Wouldn't you like that, Nancy? Mm-hmm.
If it wouldn't make them laugh, I'd do it. Yeah, of course. Anything for a laugh.
Yeah, yes, it would be an A+. See, Matt, look at me. Look at me, Nancy.
I see you.
All these good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll need to
You're being very nurturing, Cheryl. You're being very nurturing.
Well, I just,
you're
I want the best for you.
She's codependent for Jerry.
Matt, are you going to wave at Wanda at Minneapolis? Girl, did she invite you?
No.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so then we'll bring that up then. Okay. Now,
Speaking of then, okay, go ahead.
What are you talking about, Cheryl? What do you mean, Minneapolis Pride?
Wanda created a Facebook event called Wave at Wanda and the Parade.
Oh, yeah, she did invite me to some shit, yeah.
Okay, good.
But I don't press things.
Okay. Now,
So, Madge, here's what I want to bring up briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got two hot topics. We got two hot topics.
Yeah.
But, Matt, you've got to ask Cheryl to please let me speak without all the interruptions. I'm literally getting off the phone.
Oh, you're not interrupting. I'm just having an uncontrollable orgasm.
Let me have some peace for a minute to talk about what I want to talk about.
Let her come. She's almost there.
Okay.
Okay.
Almost there. I'm almost.
What do you mean that wasn't
erotic?
Jesus Christ!
I'm trying to make it so I don't breathe as much.
Take deep breaths. Relax.
Honey. I think I just killed the fetus that was inside of me. It just slipped out of my kidney.
Okay, Hagatha, go ahead.
Fine.
Well, there's two things. You know that I'm pro-life, okay? Mommy Kills Best was all about an abortion.
Right.
You know, forced abortion.
Wait a minute. You're pro-choice or pro-life? Pro-life.
And, you know, as I'm not going to have any kids, you know, I'm probably not.
Wait a minute, you don't believe in abortion?
I think women should keep their legs closed, you know, so that's just where I'm at.
I'm a liberal
on everything.
They should just drink urine from public restrooms and look at people through beady old eye holes.
And give it
AIDS.
And get
that's
the
different AIDS. Than, you know, anyway, what I think. There are two things. Everything's green now, right? Everything's environmental,
mm-hmm.
you know. Everybody's cutting back. Everybody's, you know, tightening their belts. They're saving their leftovers.
Andy Melton is nuts. I mean, Chuck Bella Mortenstein is nuts.
What is that?
She's loosening her belt, too.
We know this.
She's drilling new holes in the leather. Mm-hmm.
There's this extremely obese man called Chuck Bella Mortenstein who... used to be a regular on this show, but she got tired of me and Cheryl pointing out her weight, which is 450 pounds. And she's only like 22 or 20. Well, how old is she, Cheryl? Shark Bella. Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, everybody's being frugal these days. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, these women who have these abortions, especially if they're late in the term, you know, I think you should wait, let the baby get, you know, almost born, fully developed.
Yeah.
And then whenever, you know, you put the coat hanger or whatever procedure they use, that they just throw those babies in the trash, you know. They don't bury them. You know, it'd be different if they buried it. But they just throw them in the trash. So I'm saying in these times, they should use that aborted baby. And I'm thinking, what do you think, Cheryl? What do you think? Hot dogs?
They could hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
You're so behind on this, Hagatha. You're really behind. Go ahead. Explain this, Cheryl.
Hagatha, first of all, you say you're pro-life. I think that you're very confused.
Dumplings.
I'm saying if they're going to have the abortion, make it worth something and, you know, take that baby,
then
dry it out like rawhide, and have it be a dog chew toy. Have it be a chew toy for a dog, you know. At least have it, use it. And
now,
I also say,
I personally believe in making food out of these fetoi. I like this thing called dumplings. Now, it's Asian-inspired. And the later the term, the newer it makes you maintain your young age. Me, I'm 24. I look like a 10-year-old prepubescent boy. I'm so
young. It's those stem cells. It's the stem cells. You know what I mean?
It is.
And I think abortions, I also think abortion should be more like, in China, they don't waste time on abortion. So what they do, they have the baby comes out, boom, they drown it, you know? And so I think in America,
that's a post-birth.
Yeah, and see, being pro-choice means that you think that life begins as soon as the sperm enters the egg and the cell starts dividing. So at any given point, you say, at what point is it a baby? At what point is it alive? So I think if you're going to kill your baby, you might as well do it differently and not have all that expensive medical procedures. What you could do is with the woman in the operating room or whatever, she's got her legs open, and right in front of her cunt, there's like a little mini guillotine, and as soon as the baby's head pops out, you pull the thing and just chop the baby's head off, and then boom, it's
wow.
Dead. You know, you killed it. Or you could have the woman at the top of a cliff. She could be at the top of a cliff with her legs hanging out. And she could just be right there on the edge of the cliff.
You always have to go to the extreme even more than I do. It's amazing.
But, you know, I always wonder, though, because, you know, when they, like that guy that got killed, Dr. Tiller, who did those late-term abortions, you know, they talk about it, but nobody says exactly how they do it. Like, I know there's a medical need to do late-term abortions, but when the baby comes out alive, how do they kill it, you know?
They do it in the right names.
What?
They basically chop its head off of some kind of shit inside. They scramble it up and then they push it out.
They suck it out with like a vacuum, like you suck cellulite out.
No,
you
that's
suck,
for the earlier. I'm talking about like third trimester.
Got me.
You mean
hanging,
like
I'm not sure.
See, nobody.
I've had three of those.
You know, as long as they're going to kill it, they should let it be alive and sell it to somebody who wants to do soft spot sex. That's where you ram your dick in the top of their...
We know what that is.
Yeah.
That's illegal. Cheryl, will you explain the dumplings? The movie.
Dumplings?
There's a movie about it. You need to see it. It's called Dumplings. It's a Chinese movie about just what we were discussing. Go see it.
It's delicious.
With a Chinese.
Now hang it third.
Hang it
third. And... Hagatherd AIDS, do you believe that
a woman
what
has
are,
the right
what
to
do
choose?
You believe? What do you believe the rule of children in our society is or should be?
Is there anybody actually listening to this live?
What?
I have nothing.
Yes. Yes, Nate.
I think children should be seen and not heard. We've got all these spoiled brats running around. Everything is that. What about the children? What about the children? You know, I don't have any kids, so I can afford to be, you know, to scorn, you know, straight couples that their whole world revolves around their children. You know, the role of children should be to be seen and not heard, and maybe be a little an easy lay and not tell.
Oh, Hagatha, you are really an idiot.
Well, that's why I would definitely want to fuck a retarded boy, because retarded people don't tell. Retarded people don't tell.
Oh, my God.
Somebody in a coma, like a boy in a coma, that would be the ultimate.
Terry Schiavo. I had sex with Terry Schiavo. Her family didn't know. And she, you know, she used to flail around, which I love when people flail around.
Her bed sores gave me MRSA, but it was still hot.
Oh, honey. Listen, you know, I mean, she had a colostomy bag, and what I would do was it would get real full. Do you notice how I burp when I elongate things really real full?
You didn't burp and, that time, bitch.
I know. And so
don't
it got so full.
Me.
It got so full, and I went to change the bag. I took the full bag, and I took the hose. And I put it inside of my ass cunt, and I squeezed the bag as hard as I could all at once, and it rushed into my pussy. And then, where was I going with this? I don't know, I mean,
I don't know.
What I mean? To do with her flailing hand, her retard flailing hand, I stuck it in my cunt, and then she smashed the poop all over her face. And it was like she was in blackface. It was very offensive. And I took photos, but they made me just ruin my camera.
You know, Cheryl, I hear they're coming out with a new reality TV show called Extreme Idiots, and you should be on it. And you too, Hagatha.
Extreme Lapse Makeover Edition?
No, what? Extreme Idiots.
What about them and Chasers and all that? Hagatha could be on there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like fat people, though, do you?
Well, the thing, I want to go back, and yeah, I would like, and any hot white guy in his 20s.
Like Andy Meltzer, Ashrock Bella Mortenstein?
Have you ever had sex with a man?
No, hot implies that all the bricks are in the right place. But I want to go back.
But hot could also mean they're sweaty from having their fat rolls.
They smell really good. Lots of good smagma, honey.
Oh, I was on the bus yesterday, and this fat Mexican woman was wearing sweats next to me. Her pussy stank so bad I could smell it. It was like you could see the waves. And she knew it. She had her purse covering her vagina, Cheryl. It was horrible.
Didn't you like that? You're a lesbian.
No, I don't like the smell of an unwashed cunt. And it was disgusting. And then, like, I was trying to watch my vampire movie on my iPhone pod video, my iPod touch video, and all I smelled was vagina, and her ass was so big it was pushing me off the seat. I was praying for her to get off the bus, and she did finally. Sorry, go ahead.
Was there a wet spark?
No, it was just period blood.
Mm. You know, you should just carry a little can of FDS, you know, feminine deodorant spray. And just hand it to a woman.
Yes, I know what FDS stands for, believe it or not.
Well, not everybody. There's other people listening.
There was some weird thing.
They don't advertise anymore.
They had like an FDS. I saw it at the Walgreens yesterday. They had some sort of vaginal odor spray. You know, at the Walgreens. And they sold it next to these gallon jugs of lube. And
That's because they had personal dryness.
The cashiers were playing with these giant lube bottles. They're like, girl, look at this. You need this.
I was at the Walgreens today in line. And
I know. I took your picture at the Walgreens yesterday, remember?
I know. Well, I went again today, and a man in back of me, well, it was only noon. He reeked of alcohol and cigarettes. Mm. It made me hot. And as I'm fingering myself through my pocket hole, he got really close to me, and I thought he was going to try to steal my wallet. It was very scary, but I still jacked off my vagina. Now, Agatha, what were you saying?
Well, Cheryl, I'm glad that you're able to pleasure yourself in public.
You know what? You're going to get off when you got to get off. It's very important at the Walgreens.
I love the Walgreens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to go back to the hospital.
Yes, Agatha Dane. Go back, Agatha Dane.
Okay, somebody's in a coma. It would be a funny visual that there's like a teenage girl in a coma, and then 9 months later, she's pregnant. It's like, who did it? I don't know. That just strikes
me. I think I've seen that. I mean, that plot rings a bell to me. I think I've seen.
But as far as necrophilia, having sex with a dead person, you know,
have you done that?
No, I have not done that. But I've had fantasies of, you know, a hot young guy laid out, really stiff, and I have a wicked foot fetish for straight guys. And just imagining, I have a wicked foot fetish for straight guys. I love, this is sandal season now. It's my favorite time.
Yeah, because normally your fetishes aren't wicked at all.
No.
Especially the duty of the 8-year-old fetish. That's a nice one.
Yeah, but I have fantasies.
You're like Glenda the good fetish person.
Yeah.
Galinda.
Yeah. And I'll admit I'm a sex addict. The good thing about being a sex addict, yeah, is that you've got any number of things mentally to get you off. Like, I don't always think about getting gangbanged by a bunch of black guys and having them cream up a mile. I don't think about that every time I masturbate.
I
think it's the way that your hemorrhoids scrape their dick as it goes in and out.
Speed bumps, yeah.
What about blood? I saw this movie last week, Mad Fuck. Did you ever download it last week, Cheryl? Like I told you to. There's a movie called Mad Fuck. This guy named Igor, he's Russian. He has this huge fucking penis. And he fucks this guy. At the end, he creams in his ass, and you see pink cum coming out because it's bloody.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, man. Just give me that clip, Nathan.
Because I ain't got the time for that. I'm beautiful.
Right. I'm beautiful. I understand.
I'm busy. You know I'm busy. I'm busy.
AIDS. Now go on, AIDS.
Is Barbasia still in the chat room? I can't see it anymore. My screen went black.
No, she left. She said, quote, where was it? Hold on. Where's the Barbasia? She said, pathetic, .. Moving on, .. God bless.
What a bitch.
She don't like this. That's okay now. Anyways,
I would have liked to have her
man,
on.
When you were talking about blood coming out of a butt, it brought up two things that I wanted to mention tonight.
Okay.
Well, the first one is I like hustlers. I like to pick up a hustler. Anyway, I picked up this one little hustler once. Little skinny guy, really cute. He was a crackhead. That was before I even knew what crack was. It was like 10, 15 years ago. Anyway, I got him home, and I spread his ass, getting ready to eat his ass, and he was crawling with the genital warts.
Ew.
All over his hole. It looked like somebody threw a handful of spaghetti at his ass. And
oh, my
stung.
God. Spaghetti?
Yeah.
What do you mean, spaghetti?
But they were like polyps. Like, you know, they were just
noodles?
Anal warts.
But spaghetti is long, like worms.
Yeah, well, like cottage cheese. I don't know. Let's just imagine
oh, God, that's disgusting.
So anyway,
what did you do with them?
I'm like, I don't want to catch these, right? So I get out this dildo that I bought on a whim and could never get it in. It was way too big. And he was all high and everything. So I rammed it in really quick, and some of these things, it tore them off, and he was literally bleeding out of his ass, right? And I'm like, I want to get my money's worth. And he didn't say it hurts, right? So I literally, it was the only time in my life I put on two condoms. This was back, you know, in...
You're not supposed to put on two condoms. Oh, my God.
I put two condoms on my dick because I didn't want to get venereal warts on my dick.
Honey, you understand that makes it more likely that it's going to rip, and therefore you're going to get whatever they got.
Wow. No, it didn't rip. It didn't. They didn't.
Nor
rip.
Does
but the thing, what happened was, what was cool about it, and I jacked off thinking about this.
You paid a hustler who had genital warts. What kind of a hustler would go out showing his asshole when he's got genital warts? And what kind of an idiot, well, John, would still pay for it?
Well, I got my money for it because when I started fucking him finally, he started crying, going, "Hurt, mommy," and oh, but that got me going. It was just so hot the way he was crying and crying. Afterwards, I'm like, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Because it hurt," and I kind of enjoyed that. The other thing about ass,
you
about bleeding
out
the ass,
you are a sick motherfucker.
You're so fucked up.
I force-fisted two people. One guy I force-fisted. What happened was we were at the Ram, which is a gay sex place in Chicago, and I was in the little booth with him. It was totally dark. I was fingering his ass. I had two. I went to three. I went to four, and I got the thumb kind of in there, and I was like, it just had those four fingers in. And all of a sudden, I don't know what came over me, but I just went and made a fist and jammed upward with all my might. And I swear to God, this really happened, to my eternal shame. And he's like, "No!" And it was all the way up in there. And when I pulled it out, I made a big fist to make it bigger, and I yanked it out. And he was standing up, and he fainted. He went boom, boom, boom. He went down like a sack of potatoes. I stood him up. Boom, he fainted again. Three times he fainted. Finally, he lit up a cigarette. I'm like, "Are you going to be okay?" He's like, "Yeah, I think so." And I saw him like 2 months later. I'm like, "Dude, I'm really sorry about what happened. I don't know what came over me." He goes, "Yeah, I had to miss a week of work because of that."
You know, that could kill people, because this guy got fucked by a horse in this video and he died from it.
Well, the other one really had the blood. I was down in my hometown, and I hooked up with this preacher, and we went to the parsonage, and I was having sex with him, and I force-fisted him, and the blood was gushing out of his ass like Buckingham Fountain. It was like that scene from Carrie. I had blood over my face.
I don't know you have AIDS.
Hold on. A Catholic priest?
Not a Catholic priest. Oh. Just some hillbilly.
I guess there's AIDS. I don't know why you have AIDS. I can't understand it.
I don't know. I'm just lucky, I guess.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm just lucky, I guess.
Oh.
He's dyslexic. But, oh, my God. But it's called punch
fucking. Does that make me a bad person? Does that make me a bad person?
Absolutely. Yes. But a lot of other things do, too.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have a mean streak. Yeah. I got a meme.
No.
You got a demon.
I would let you around my children.
I think
my
you
animals,
need an exorcist.
I mean,
seriously, I think you need an exorcist.
I
think you could be a really good person if you got Satan
medication.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to get an exorcist, because you'll be a very good person.
I actually had these Pentecostal people try to cast the demons out of me once.
Yeah, but you need somebody better than that. You need like a Jamaican witch doctor with a bone in his nose.
Oh, yeah?
Or a Haitian, rather. Haitian, with voodoo and all that shit.
Mm.
Yeah, you need that.
But all these things happened in my 20s and 30s. Next. That's all I got to say. Nothing else. I've incriminated myself more than enough. People are going to be saying how horrible Hagatha is. Yeah,
because she's racist, that's all. All this other stuff you said. No, not so bad. Force fisting and almost killing somebody, that's okay.
Cool.
Okay, good. Matt, I'm going to have to get off the phone. I'm eating up.
Oh, that's really too bad. I really enjoyed hearing this really fucked up shit. Hagatha,
are you serious, Cheryl? Do you find what I say entertaining, or do you not like me, Cheryl? It's important to me that you like me.
Well, listen.
Cheryl would not have let me call you if she didn't like
you. Honey, first of all, I didn't have a choice. Second of all, I find you entertaining in a way that I don't find other people, because A, you're very special. B, I like to call you Agatha Nate. And C, it takes a lot to shock me, because I've seen just about everything. But the fact that when you're telling these stories, my mouth, M-O-U-F, is hanging open, and then I can't believe that you're saying these things.
Well, and you're masturbating your vagina. How many times do you literally get off during a program? It's only a handful of times.
It's true, but I'm shocked. And I'm shocked at your racism, most of all, because this other stuff, it's not that big of a deal.
The punch-fucking and going to the hospital is not that... I mean, the priest could be dead after that, for all you know. You may have murdered him.
He was a preacher.
Whatever.
He was a Southern Baptist. They all need to die. Well, listen, ladies, I'm going to sign off. I was raised as a Southern Baptist. Don't get me started.
Don't forget to refill your cricket. And Hagatha,
glad that you were able to have enough sex to get enough minutes on your track phone.
Hagatha, there's really no reason to call me all those times. I don't even listen to the messages. I listen to one out of them. There's no point. If you want to see me, you know where to find me. Hint.
Well, that ain't right.
I do running into people. I don't do the phone call thing. I hate them. I hate the phone.
All right. Well, listen, lady. Have a good night. Cheryl, take care of that, your
ugly
you
face.
Too. I hope you're able to stay in jail for a while.
Yes, please don't murder anybody, Hagatha.
Yes.
May the wind be always at your back and your lips hang low. We'll talk to you next week.
Have fun at the library. Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Miss Honey.
I can't tell if she hung
Miss
up.
Honey, Miss Honey.
Oh, now she hung up.
Now, honey, I like that she's assuming that she will
be on the program,
next week.
I don't even know if there'll be a program next week. I mean, I hate doing this. If it wasn't for the fact that you keep making me do it. God, Cheryl.
I ain't done nothing.
I thought the Twitters was enough, the Twitter audio Twitters and shit.
I like those. Those are real good. You like when I do it in the morning and pooping, honey?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like the one this morning.
Did you listen to all the ones I did today?
Yeah.
The Craigslist pooping panty story.
I even retweeted one of them, I think, about duty.
Ooh, I had lots of duty today. Well, the point is this. I'm enjoying the grum, but Agatha is very disturbing to me. But I'm glad that we have a new name for her that fits her a lot better.
What was her name again?
Agatha Dates, and I think that you need to put it in the show title.
I think it should be...
It needs to be called, like, the intro to Agatha Dates racism.
I think it's better to be Hagathades.
Yes.
Hagathades.
I think... Hagatha's pretty good.
Cheryl, I want you to use this program on your iPod Touch. It was just made available on the iPod Touch. It's called Looped, L-O-O-P-T.
Okay.
And you have to get it because it shows you where your friends are exactly.
Why would the hell would I want that?
So you can see when I'm getting eaten out or you're, at your mommy's.
Honey. I don't want people to know where I am at all too much.
It would just be
me. I know where I am.
It would just be me.
But what do you mean it lets you know where the people who were?
Look, what's the problem? What do you not understand?
What does it tell you, honey?
Your vagina smells. Jason, Justin, your friend Justin from Justin Feet is on there with me, and so is Miss Panang. Who I've coincidentally discovered on the bus yesterday and took her picture. She was looking very Chinese.
That was a good picture of her. She's gained some weight again.
I like the way she's showing panty. It was really hot.
It was pretty hot. I think her panty's stained.
Oh, she's been a bad girl. What were we just talking about? I forgot. Oh, yeah. Just download the thing. It's free and do it, okay? Asshole, you don't have
to. What kind of boy are you on, Dar?
I'm not a pirate. Dar.
Excuse me?
Dar, you said Dar like Dar she blows. I'm not a fucking pirate.
You're not. I thought you were. Don't know lesbians.
It links. Pirates. It'll find your Facebook friends. Just you add by phone number, I think, or something. I don't fucking know.
I ain't adding no Facebook and all that. Listen, I might be technical, but I'm not that much of a hoover. And also,
you can also.
That's it. What?
You can also find a girlfriend on there for your lips.
Oh, really? What about the Grindr? I found I found somebody with an overhang and
a no nice chin.
Fumes and no chin in a mirror. She was very pretty.
Wasn't that the best?
I think that should be part of an album mark in the future.
But you didn't find that. I found it and showed it to you.
Oh, did you?
Oh, no, you found it. You're right. I forgot. Pat
right.
found it.
See?
Our our mutual friend.
Pat's iPhone.
Piet. Piet.
Yeah. Piet, Pat's iPhone that's at AT&T in the top left. That was the day that I discovered your mess.
Shh.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's a secret testing program with Apple. You can't talk about it.
Honey, I think that you're the last person that anyone would choose to test their product.
Lapsed person?
Lapsed person, that's correct.
You said I'm a lapsed person?
I said you would be the last, L-A-S-T. Ooh, what's the else?
Now, I would like to know something.
Ooh, the photo's in the chat room.
Who's in the chat room?
The photo.
Oh, no.
In question.
Overhang?
Poop and panty. Poop and panty else.
Poop and panty or overhang?
The foth.
The what?
The fourth.
You know, there's somebody in town, Martin Note.
Who that?
He's the one that made Eat This Hot Show with the, I don't know, I know him, I just get people mixed up. He's a wonderful person. A lovey.
Oh, maybe you can go to the parade with her.
Yeah, that would be fun. You know how I love
parades. I love the parade. It's so great.
I love a parades.
Parades? Well, if Agatha's there, then it will be a parade.
You know, when I was listening to Martha Walsh, I said to Chris...
Did your life flash before your eyes? Martha Walsh.
I said to my friend Chris, who was standing next to me, I said, just think of all the people who got AIDS listening to this in the bathhouse.
Oh.
Everybody dance now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she kept saying, doody, doody. She was kept singing about doody. Doody, 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 doody.
Everybody lay up now.
Doody, 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 doody.
Woo, 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 woo. Everybody pull now. Show it out. Push it out. Show me that flesh. Come on. I want to see all your insides.
Put it in a Walgreens bag.
That's the lips.
Put it in a Walgreens bag and stand there smoky. Mm-hmm.
Yes, go to the pharmacy. Yes, yes, yes. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I got to tell you
something. I need my hypertension. What?
This fucking thing. This iPod what? Touch video. The battery life on this thing is such a fucking joke. I mean, it lasts about an hour and a half, 2 hours. When you're actually using it for internet and stuff. How Apple gets away with saying it lasts like 9 hours or whatever is completely beyond me. I mean, it's unacceptable for a phone, I mean a video recorder, to last 2 hours on a charge. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
Why?
I'm glad I didn't have to pay for it, or I would be really pissed.
How would you do? How could you not pay for it, Nate?
Steve Jobs gave it to me. Me and Steve Wozniak right. always get the test. You know that. Please don't make me edit this out. Great. Now I have to edit this out and eat it out.
Right.
Lick it, lick it, right. lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it. Now, what were you saying about Chai Chai LaRue is getting thin like Wanda Wisdom?
Coco Dorp?
Choo Choo LaRue, you said.
Oh. Well, I saw her in a video today. And she has lost a lot of weight, and she looks a lot like the Wanda Wisdom, who has also lost a lot of the weight and eaten cheeky boobies and punished every part of her body.
Punched
now, I'm very concerned.
Yeah. This is going to be bad. I'm just going to do this anyway. I don't care.
What?
Wait. Hold down.
Be kind.
Hold down.
No, I'll call.
Online today, and get the comments. There were more comments. There's a total of 10 comments. I'll keep this short. If I'm going to do this on, you know, I'd like to be able to do this Friday thing, you know, once in a while. I have to take into account what people say, and I know not everybody's going to like the filthy talk, but one of the comments was, I hate it when they say Hagatha is done. What is that, the new saying? She's done. Meaning, you know, I should just, I'm washed up.
They're
tired of me. They want me to go. Whatever. But this one said she's really disrespectful. And you know what? In the future, I'm not going to use the racial epithets. I'm not going to say redhead like I did. That's... I'm not going to say speck. I'm not going to say chink. You know, I can still point out, you know, foibles of the races and things that I see that I think, you know, contribute to stereotypes, but, you know, I'm not going to use the N-word, blah, blah, blah. But I am going to quickly address that, you know, these people who find I'm disrespectful, because I don't want to be like Sam Kennison, because I remember I was furious when he made AIDS jokes back in the day, and it totally turned me off. And I think comedy should be funny.
Racism, okay, AIDS, no.
You know, people should be, for example, you know, it's right now in America, yes, it's okay to make fun of the Muslims. You know, I don't want to jump on that bandwagon, but at the same time, we can talk about their worldview and how screwy it is. So anyway, Hagatha, I doesn't want to hear any bad press from those comments. You know, I could still be disgusting. I want to talk about someone putting poop up their vagina and allowing, laying there out in the sun for hours at a time and waiting for the flies to come and lay eggs in the shit so she can have maggots crawling all inside her pussy and that gets her up. You know, that's the kind of thing that Hagatha is. I like to paint these disturbing images in people's minds of this truly horrifically gross stuff. That's what I like to talk about.
Right.
And also other things, you know, current events. So anyway, I'm not going to be using
so fucked up
anymore because that's cheap. And
she,
it's not funny,
said,
you know,
that's,
it's only
cheap,
funny to me. So anyway, I will let you go, and I look forward to being
I'll keep
much
this
nicer to Cheryl too on Friday. But, you know, bless her heart, I'm taking away from her time, so naturally she resents
yes,
me.
Yes, you are. It's true.
But anyway, I went to whorehole.com, and I didn't see a picture of her, which I wanted to see. But anyway, I'll let you go. Bye.
That was keeping it short. Should we hear the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Richard, I'll keep it super short this time. I just went on to check the comments. There's 8 more comments. And people like me. They like me. I'm really happy to see they say I'm surprisingly entertaining, and kudos to you for finding interesting people to talk to. That made me feel really good. You know, after seeing those bad ones yesterday, I really took it to heart. And
Oh my God, it's good.
She's nuts.
I decided I'm not going to do any characters when we call it Spar Night. What I want to do is just do my normal voice, but what I want to talk about is this is for aborted babies after they're aborted. You know, they don't bury him. They throw him in the trash. So I'm.
Oh, so that was planned. It was scripted.
Hot dog. You know, in different
hot dog and jumbo.
You know, because at heart, I'm pro-life. And it's just like mommy kills best. I'm pointing the ridiculousness of having a dead child that you throw in the trash, you know. So anyway, I think that'll be funny.
Yes, it really comes across.
That are really hilarious. And I'll look forward to your call tomorrow night. All right, bye.
I did enjoy the guillotine, though. I thought that was good.
Richard, I'm at home. I'm at home. So whenever you want, we're doing the show tonight, just call me and we'll go from there. Thanks.
Can you, wait, there's one more. Wait.
Yeah, Richard, I just went
who is
to
this?
The computer thing, and I saw where you had your new one, Yeast Radio 942. And it looks like you did that this morning. So I think maybe that's leading me to believe that you're not going to do your gig tonight.
Oh, my God.
But I'm hoping you are. You know, I made a point to stay home tonight.
Oh, a point to stay home. So somebody doesn't have AIDS, thanks to me.
So anyway,
you're saving lives. You're
not
going
to do it. Could you have the common decency to call me and tell me that you're not doing it? All right? Thanks.
Honey, I think the CDC would give you money to prevent her from giving AIDS to other people.
Or the insurance industry. I should lobby for money from them. Cheryl, do you think maybe she's just a little obsessed?
Oh, no. She only has an borderline personality disorder. That's all. It's perfectly okay. Untreated, too. A++, but she's sober, so it's okay. Just paupers, loop, forced 16, molesting children and all this. All these good tags for her work. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
By the way, that was a video, iPod video I was playing that on.
Oh, okay. Voicemails from your iPhone.
Yeah, they have...
Honey, we all know you have an iPhone. Right, thank you.
You're joking. Thank right, you. I would get an iPhone, yeah.
Right, the old people. The more you deny it, the worse it makes it, Nancy. Kind of like her age.
Sorry, we're getting interference. I can't hear you.
You know, at least Lutsky's always alone.
It's a piggy. Remind you of anyone we just talked to?
Are you calling her a pig bottom?
Ugh, she's disgusting. Oh, my God. And she ties off her dick. What in the Christ is that? I gotta tie off my dick. I gotta tie off. Like, I'm supposed to
what
understand.
What does that mean?
It means it don't work.
Does it mean that she, like, takes a, you know, a fishing line string, and she ties her dick to her leg, and it's just gripping down her leg with, you know, the gonorrhea and all
I
that?
I think it needs to get cut off. I do.
To cut your leg off?
The penis. It needs to get cut off.
Why? So she can have another hole so that she can get that filled with AIDS, and she can queef it out.
It wouldn't be the hole, they would just tie it off at like a little nub. It'd just be a little nub. But she'd probably poke a hole in it so it could bleed out, and she could still...
bleed out. I'd tie it off and bleed it out. Fill me with your AIDS, come. Bleed out. Yes, Nate. That's good. I think this idea with the poop eating.
Yeah.
I think that you really need to do a video, honey.
No.
Video all over.
No,
yeah,
I've done one video of her shitting. I don't ever want to do anything like that again.
What? And not of her shitting, of her eating a piece of
food. Oh, that's fine then, yeah. That's cool. Sure.
What?
Eating shit is great.
Honey, do you know how famous you would be? Come on.
Nobody would care.
Why not?
Because nobody would care. People don't care, and Hagith is very ugly. You know?
So you're saying if she was attractive and she was eating poop, then people would care?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you did it, well, then we'd have something there.
It's true. I'm very young. Maybe Rachel Kahn. Would she eat poop? She probably would if you treated her drugs for the poop. Mm-hmm. For the poop eating, she would do it.
Mm-hmm.
I also agree with Jamie. I think that Rachel Kahn, less than Hagathard.
What?
Well, I mean, it's a different coin of torture.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Do you
realize
what
you're saying? Maybe, you know, once a year...
You're saying...
I like to torture myself. And I also kind of like that, I get into these little fights that I'm too mean and, you know...
I like to torture the audience.
Fine, I agree.
So anything that they're going to hate is okay with me.
True.
But the problem is sometimes it becomes horrible for me. Like when I have to deal with drama. That's what I don't like, is the drama. Like, you know, when I have to deal with, you know, Rachel's fear of being this sex, you know, being treated like a sex object by people that she thinks are gay but aren't, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or the obsessiveness. You know, I don't have time for that. Because I'm not codependent, Cheryl. I'm independent. I have a vagina.
Right.
I do. And I have food allergies. And today I had some crab rangoon. It was pretty good.
That's fatty, too.
Before Martha Wash.
Are you trying to gain the weight back?
Cheryl, look at my face. I cannot afford to lose any more weight. My face will look like an AIDS patient, okay? Why do you not understand
this?
Well,
then maybe you just need to go to the clinic and get it filled in.
Oh, yeah, that works real good.
We've seen from the before
Shut
and
up.
After photos.
Shut up. Don't fuck with my livelihood, bitch. Don't
Listen.
With, stop it. Stop
Listen.
It. Stop it. You can't Listen. Fuck with my livelihood. It's too fragile. Are you
I fucking
me?
Know what livelihood.
Yes, you is. Can you see Trotsky here? He looks cute. Can you see him in my arm? You see?
He's I see his, him on your lip.
He's got his head in my armpit.
Listen.
How many people are in the chat room? I can't see it at all.
Oh, like hundreds. 11.
Oh. Oh, that's terrible.
Saying.
Yeah. They hate us. Everybody's in Pride 48 listening to that fascinating.
Let me see who's on the Pride 48. I could advertise our Grum on there.
Well, it's Friday night, so it's got to be a superstar like Bramble Breadhead or something.
That's true. It's a headliner. Bramble Breadhead. He's pretty hot. Stroke.
Extremely, extremely hot.
I love people with red hair. Red pubes are the best.
Yeah.
Speckles on the dick.
Yeah.
Let me see now. Listen, don't hate.
Me, never.
Right. Whoop, 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 whoop. Rainbow red hand. Gets me horned. Cookie Thermbaum. What about Cookie? How's Cookie? Really? She's doing well then. That's good. Let's see, Mia. This is good. This has just progressed into a great Grum. Very glad that I watched some poopy panty videos today. They definitely got me off. Did they send you the link to the panty match?
Cheryl, do you see where
what?
I am? How would I link, click anything from where I am?
And now, somebody give me a topic.
How about ending?
Oh, that's a topic. That's true. Mm. Good idea. I mean, train wreck at the end really helps to balance out the mess of the middle and the front.
Mm-hmm. Who's still in the chat room? I want to know who's that big a loser.
J-Mates.
Of course.
Burgrass.
Who's who?
Matt Burgrass.
Oh, Matt, they're high.
Sexy Archer.
Sexy who? Sexy who?
Sexier One.
Oh, Luke, he's the one that did the artwork for Lady Rap Testics.
Goatsy with Michael Jackson is in there.
Now, this Fox, Four Foxes, who is that? Is that Reagan Fox?
I don't know.
Maybe it's
Fortunes for Foxes. Who are you? Mm. Michael Jackson's autopsy found out, yes.
Michael Jackson's
autopsy
photos are in the chat room?
Yes. Is that what that link is?
Who
well,
else?
That's not them. I tweeted it before, and let me get it for you. It's a very good photo.
I'm not going to click anything. Look at me. I don't want to see the photos.
Well. Okay, well then.
Is it a joke? I mean, it's a joke, right? Like, what is a picture, really?
It may or may not be Goatsy.
Kirk Johnston?
No. Yes, it's an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, it's a Goatsy autopsy.
Yes.
Adult steps.
It's in a boot, and let me see here. An hour and 30 minutes.
Is that all?
Listen. Match. Yeah. Toying floys when you're jerking your vagina off and interrupting Agatherg. It really does. And I need to get up to Muro and
play with your lips.
Work my internets. Mm-hmm. So, I appreciate being on your once-a-week Grum and hope to do it again real soon.
Okay.
Okay, well, talk to you later, Nathakins.
All right, thanks. I can't reach the thing. Damn it. I can't reach, and I need to get off this show. I need to turn this thing off. Offensy. Maybe I'll just wait for the battery on the camera to run out. Should be a few hours. I can't get up. Come on. If I had a stick, I could get the laptop to shut up. Christ, I'm so fucking tired. Martha Walsh, or Warsh, or whatever her name. Wash. Martha Wash. The weather girls. Who gives a Christ? Raining men, my whorehole. Jesus. Where's the office switch? Christ. Oh. What's the stop in the Ableton? I can't see. Oh, Jesus Christ. Stop.